Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report. Joining us this morning is Josie Medlin, the Franklin County 4-H Program Manager. Good morning, Josie.
Good morning.
We got some State Fair winners. Let's go ahead and get right into it.
The Kansas State Fair for 2024 just happened up in Hutchinson. And today I'm just going to give you a list of our static exhibits, which are all of our like inside projects. And it also contains our poultry and rabbit. And these are all of our kiddos that received a purple up at the State Fair, which is a very big deal. It's the highest ribbon placing you can get in the static area, so it's a very big deal, and like these kids truly deserve it. So in our fine arts section, we had Brinley Rockers from Lucky 13. In our geology, with a case of 30 rocks and a case of 60 rocks, we had Hudson from the Seeker Not Slackers. And our participant from Lucky 13. And our floriculture, with a perennial garden flower, we had Gwendolyn Wheel from Seekers Not Slacker, and then she had two fresh flower arrangements as well. In our photography, 3 years or less in the project, we had Cassidy Rose from Linden Leaders. In our three-dimensional arts, we had Corbin Olson from Linden Leaders and Lila Rossi from Folopep. In our crochet, we had Renee McNelson from Clover Wranglers. In our cool season grass hay, we had Corbin Olson from Linden Leaders. In our large vegetable specimen plate, we have Renee McNelson from Clover Wranglers. In our large vegetable specimen plate, we had Andrew Peterson from Burlingame. In our annual garden flower, we had Renee McNelson from Clover Wranglers. In our needle art, we had Lola Thomas from Rowdy Wranglers. In our quilted article, we had Lila Rossi from Folopep. In our food gift package, we had Carly Steinbaugh from Princeton Goldbusters. And we had two demonstrations or illustrated talks. Our first one was Ruby Stuckey from Milling Workers, and our second was Claire Newman from Milling Workers. And then in the Senior Buck Rabbit Division, we had Addison Kiken from Rambling Ranchers, and she had two exhibits. In our horse, we had Carly Lowry from from Burlingame, and we had Katie Lowry from Burlingame, and they both received purples. And then our other project that received first place in the facts judging contest was the Franklin County group. They took first with, I think there was 14 divisions, and that's kind of an all-day contest. So all of the people I listed today took purple, and that is a huge deal for these kiddos. In a later date, we will let you know how our livestock animals did. The Frontier District has a great group of kiddos, and they all did very, very well competing at the state fair. And so I wish to give them a big round of applause. And if you see them out and about, make sure to congratulate them, as this is a hard work and a lot of dedication that took all year to get to where they are.
Good to get the recognition for the kids. You mentioned a lot of hard work, so definitely good to get on air and get them the recognition that they deserve. Well, coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredith Zine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gow.